like me.
I see so. Well, after some technical difficulties, we actually got so far, so bueno. So, welcome back, podcasters. Welcome to another episode of the J. Wright Audio Experience, brought to you by J. Wright himself. And today we got an exclusive with my lady. Say hello, Angelica.
Hello, everybody.
Ah, so I got an exclusive, and she doesn't do exclusives. Right now, the subject matter we're on is relationships. One of my girl's favorite subjects to talk about.
Really?
Because I'm a colossal fuck-up when it comes to relationships.
I'm not a colossal fuck-up.
Hey, it's because I'm cute. That's the only reason why I get the pass. Thank God for that. You know what I mean? Good genes, good genetics. Thank you, science. So, with that being said, let's go right into it. Relationships. How do you feel about the current, like, trend or just the current modern day relationship? Like, from, you know, what we grew up as kids and, you know, how we saw it. Now, the world we grew up and now the world's different, you know, with the boom of the internet and, you know, you got internet dating faster, strong how it is. I mean, you got so many social media platforms. Like, what do you think about today's relationships?
Keep your shit private.
Keep that shit private?
Nobody needs to know your next moves. I mean, I get it. If you want to take pictures, you know, and post stuff about your date,
yep.
Keep it positive.
Yep.
Don't put the negative shit out there.
Yeah.
No breakup makeup. We're broken up today. We're back together tomorrow. Ping pong, yo-yo, roller coaster. Because nobody wants to see that. At the end of the day, the only people that are going to comment the most are the people that are interested in your failures. If you notice, when you post positive stuff, you get a couple likes. But when you post something negative, you're going to get a lot of people in there in your inbox.
What happened? Yeah.
They want to see the negative. Yeah. They feed off of that. They thrive off of it. Even your closest friends.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is keep it at a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Which goes on between you and your lover, stays at home behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And you talk to your friends face to face or on the phone about it. Don't put it all on Facebook because that shit is everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, it's more common than anything that you see. I mean, you know, for instance, like right now, one of the shows that we're into is, you know, the reboot of the Jersey Shore Family Reunion series. And right now, my boy Ronnie, he's going through some shit with his lady, and it's all over social media. And to be honest, I'm not one to pry, so I didn't even know about it until I saw the episodes, and then curiosity, you know, naturally takes over, and I'm on, you know, the internet looking up what's going on, and it's just a battle going back and forth. It's crazy. It's crazy. So, shout out to Ronnie. Hope, you know, everything's going well for my boy. Been rocking with him from day one, the whole crew. That shit's tough, man.
I mean, I had to learn it the hard way. I used to be one of those people, too. I was on Facebook saying, oh, we're fighting today. Oh, we're broken up. My status changed, or... And I got a lot of backlash from people. Like, stop putting that shit on social media.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, friend, but it's not a good look.
Yeah.
You lose clout.
You do lose clout. And I just want to say, like, you know, to add on to what she just said about losing clout, like, it's like crying wolf.
Right. You look like a fool.
You look like a fool, and then people get tired of, like, you know, at first people, you know, they'll do everything they can to go to bat to help you out, but, like, it becomes exhausting when it's like they feel like running, you know, in a revolving door. And it's just the same thing 2 years, 1 year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, 4 years later, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I mean, you know, in a relationship, you know, we've had our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's just like actively listening and learning to, like, understand that each other have their quirks. And just knowing how to leverage that quirk.
Because today might not be the same. Like, what you're feeling right now could be different from 2 hours from now.
Right.
So if you put it on there, you're putting an imprint.
Right.
That you really can't take back.
Right.
So now you're explaining to people, no, we're okay, we're good. And people are just like, nah, y'all just tired. Like, ew, I'm done with you guys.
Yep.
You lose respect.
Yeah.
You lose some good friends.
Yeah.
And I could say they're not really your friends at the end of the day, but at the same time, they're just tired of it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I've always battled with, because, you know, being, you know, living the example and then also seeing the example in real time, I mean, you know, it's hard because, like, I'm a prime example. You know, I've had friends that are going through the same things I'm going through, but it's like, you know, you get so tired because you're battling your problems, and now you're taking on somebody else's problems. Like, you know, I'm not being a bad friend right now. It's just I'm overwhelmed. I got too much on my platter. So, like, I need to be the best version of me to even help you in any type of spiel, you know, as my friend. And sometimes, you know, the best type of action to take in that moment is to kind of let them learn and, you know,
back off
and let them learn and figure it out for themselves. You know, life is the best teacher. You know, sometimes people feel like, no, it's not gonna happen to me, I'm the exception to the rule, if I just do it this way, if I just, you know, try this, that, and the third, you know, shit's gonna change. I can't speak on everybody's experience, but I just know for a fact that it's toxic if you let that shit fester. Speak up, say what's on your mind, but always be mindful of your approach, I'd say. You know, because some people, we get conditioned to, if, you know, tone inflection. The way you could say one thing like, hey, or hey. It's a totally different meaning. You know, the first hey is like friendly. The second hey is like kind of like on guard, standoffish, kind of like, what's up with you? What's wrong with you? So people, just be mindful. Like, even if you're in a bad mood, just, you know, especially if it's not your significant other's fault, just be mindful of your tone inflections. Be mindful of your facial gestures. Just be mindful in general, you know. Be practical, because we're not fucking mind readers. You know, nothing's right. Perfect. Nothing will ever be perfect. You could try. And that's all you can do. Let's try.
But that's still a private thing between you and the person you're going to.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Not everything needs to be aired out like dirty laundry.
Yeah, I agree with that 150%. And really, people, we just want to let you guys know it's okay. It's okay to be human. What you didn't know yesterday, now you know today.
Exactly.
You know, it's trials and tribulations. Take it in stride. Take it at your pace, but just be mindful, be practical, be realistic. You know, don't be vengeful. Vengeance, you know, like they say, you know, if you're plotting on revenge, you know, you might as well dig two graves, because you're going to throw yourself in a hole too. So, got that covered, people, you know. Wanted to let the people know that here we're just expressing our opinions and letting people know what we think about just, you know, what's going on in today's current day and age. And just, if you have any, you know, questions for us, or just like any feedback, or just something you feel like you want to add, don't be shy to, you know.
This is live. Nice.
Live and live in color, baby. We are live for the right nation. You know, everybody here listening, you know, we're just living our dreams, living our best life. You know, speaking things into existence, being open, communicative. Like, things like this could help, you know, cement your relationship. Things like this could help, you know, open up more dialogue, more content for you guys to, like, cover and just bring you together even better, you know? Because once you guys are working on a single goal, instead of just, you know, you put your differences aside and you guys are just expressing your open-ended opinions for the world to hear, you're really putting yourself out there front light, so you can't really front.
Right.
You know? We're not perfect. We're not ever going to speak on this platform like we are. Things happen. We're only human beings. and I'm not, and we don't judge, so you shouldn't judge. Don't judge people for what the things they go through. Just listen and just try to be a positive force and just a positive push in their life. We help each other out. You know, got each other's back. So. So, yeah. I mean, things like that. I mean, come on now. They go a long way. So, what my call to action for the Right Nation and the people listening, just stopping by for the one time to listen just because they need some type of escapism. Look, honest to God, man, just try.
Just try.
Uh-huh. You can only try. Uh-huh. And when I say try, I mean positively try.
Right.
With good intentions, you know, and the practicality to know, like, you know, if things don't go the way you wanted them to, you know, you learn something from it. You learn to treat that person better and learn to treat everybody around you better, you know, so your, you know, relationships in the future or your ongoing relationship gets better. So, with that being said, this is episode 3 of the J-Right Audio Experience with my girlfriend, Angelica. I want you guys to keep hitting that subscribe button. And remember, like I always say, word of mouth is everything to us here. Please spread the word. Let people know, hey, these guys, I mean, this guy, Jay Wright, is, you know, he's a cool dude. He's just talking about life. Just talking about just his experience, his thoughts, you know. And we can always dive deeper. You know, if you feel like I haven't covered anything, let me know. Shoot me some information. I'm down to explain, like, if you just feel like, oh, I want you to explain a little bit more about what you mean about this. I'm just giving you a very broad generalization about my thought process. Like I say always, I can go in for forever with anybody. Like, you better pack a lunch if you want to talk with me. You know what I mean? Like, literally, if you want to go into it, let's go into it. If there's stuff I've missed, you know. This is just a little brief example about just relationships, you know, especially, you know, working at it. So, with that being said, thank you, podcasters. This has been an excellent, excellent episode, I feel, and I hope you feel, of the J-Right Audio Experience, episode 3. Let everyone know, because we coming. We coming to every iPhone near you, every podcast app near you, every Anchor app near you, which is conveniently placed in your pocket. So come on, fuckers. Subscribe. Bring it. Let's talk. Let's talk about life. What do you want to hear? What do you want to know? Is there stuff about me you want to know? Is there stuff about my... and or my girl's opinion about relationships you want to know? What do you want to hear? Hit that subscribe button. Share us to everyone you know. We'll see you soon on another episode of the J-Right Audio Experience.